In the beginning of the Shira, in this week's parasha, the pasuk starts with the words Oz Yoshir Moshe. And Rashi brings the Medrash, which says that the Rem is the Tchis HaMesim in HaTorah. The Lashon of Yoshir is in the future tense, not in the past tense, to tell us that there's going to be Tchis HaMesim sometime in the future. Kleisa will sing again. So Haloi Dover, who that we are Meram, is Tchias HaMesim, specifically in the point of Shira. Why is Shira the place that we are Meram is Tchias HaMesim? Rav Abel suggests in his Sefer that Shira is not poetry. Shira is a expression of emotion and passion which comes out in conjunction with the intelligent thought which develops it. So it's a combination of the person's machshava and the person's regish. At first glance, we would think that the main avodah is with the neshama, and the guf is set, like many places where we understand that the guf is set to be the antithesis of the neshama, the challenge to the neshama, that which pulls the neshama down and creates the nisyonos, etc. So that the goof is kaddish, and the goof deserves to have its kufa of schar and tchias hamesim, is something which is not necessarily as obvious to us. Here we're finding out that for the purpose of shira, that a person should come to the madrega of shira to kaddish baruch hu, it's only when both the goof and the neshama work in conjunction together. When the goof and the neshama both work in conjunction together, then a human being can come to the state of shira. Otherwise, it's something developed by the machshava alone, by the neshama alone. It doesn't bring the full expression of the human being into it, and that's not called shira. It's only when the whole person is placed into it. See, here's what the Taras Maram is, that the batsim, the goof, is something which can be a source of kedusha, a source of understanding, a source of avodah to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we are told that there will be a tkufa in the future when Kleisa will sing again. As Kleisa will sing again, then it has to be that there's Kiyas HaMesim. It has to be that the goof is going to be there as well, not just the neshama, because otherwise it won't have that element of shira. Shiras Malachim, now this is the point he doesn't address. We know the Malachim do sing. And the Malachim sing with their one-sidedness that they have of the neshama. But there's an interesting concept that the Malachim don't say Shira until Klai Solomon Lamata says Shira. It means the Shira Yisrael, which is Lamata, is more chashur than the Shira of the Malachim, which is the Mala. Even though the Malachim, mitzad their ruchniistic element, have an understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu way beyond that of Bnei Adam. And we would therefore suggest that maybe their shira is more chashuv and should go first. And we found that that's not so. And not just because, well, Klai Yisrael has hit our boichrim, and therefore it's more chashuv because of the fact that they had to choose to do so. The etzem, the shira, is their shira is just an echo to the shira which Klai Yisrael says. Therefore, they can't say it until Klai Yisrael. They can sort of reflect back the regish which Klai Yisrael has, the understanding that Klai Yisrael has of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is gained both through the medium of the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. The Malach can then reflect that back, as it were, and express it in the Malach's deeper understanding. So Tchias HaMesim is the recognition that the goof plays a tremendous role in the understanding of the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's not just there to be a head of timsa for challenge. Maybe we'll give one very crude mushel. If a person would eat an apple, or to use a Rabbi Avigdor Miller mushel, we can understand the contemplate the greatness of the apple, the beauty of the apple, that there's so much contained in it, and how with the chachma of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is there. But when we actually taste the apple and we enjoy the flavor, we have a deeper understanding of this tremendous thing the Brusher created called an apple. So we combine the machshava elements of the wisdom which is contained in the color of the apple and the crunchiness and all different things which we see the wisdom of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we can understand with our havana. It's so much more enhanced when we actually physically partake of it. And if we partake of an apple in such a way, So the praise which we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that apple will be much greater and much deeper of an understanding than just the intellectual understanding of it alone. Have a good Shabbos.